you think about that time where you're like, oh, how are things moving forward? How are things progressing? And what's stagnated? What's blocked? What needs to get moving? Do the planets hate me? Or like, has God come to punish me? And it's like, no, it's just like, there are certain signs that are trying to tell you something. You know those people who have been stuck in a job they hate or a relationship they hate for 5 years, and every time you see them, they say, oh God, I can't wait to quit. And you think, okay, girl, so quit. And yeah. Then it takes sometimes an external force, call it God, call it a planetary archetype, call it circumstance, to light the house on fire, rip off the straitjacket, and go.
Welcome to Curious Ones podcast by Andara. I'm Yael Ginsberg, the host of the podcast, a yoga and meditation teacher and philosophy lover. Each week you will hear eye-opening interviews with the different teachers of the Andara Yoga Institute, located in beautiful Baja, Mexico, along with other teachers that pass through here. This life-changing knowledge shared through authentic, heartfelt communication will help you live a happier, more fulfilled, and connected life. Let's dive in.
Move these around in your hands and pull one, and then let's see where it takes us. Two of Pentacles.
What does that mean?
So, Two of Pentacles. Pentacles are Earth, magic, money. They're two giant coins. So when we think about two, we think about Taurus, which is the second sign of the zodiac, which is the sign of worth, value, personal ownership, and money. So the Two of Pentacles, we see someone juggling two coins. So we're seeing some sort of a dance or a negotiation or a meditation on what do I have? What are my choices? What makes me me? How do I value myself? What gives me value? It can deal with literal money, but it deals a lot more with one's sense of worth or value. Two, there's two of us, so it's some sort of a dialogue. I'm an earth sign. I am a Taurus. But beyond that, I think perhaps our intention or this dialogue deals with conversations of how one values themselves, or how we come into ourselves or come into our power.
Definitely. So it's the perfect card.
I think so. It's always the perfect card.
It's always the perfect card. Amazing. Okay, so that was a great setup. I feel like we're set up for a conversation on worth, abundance, and prosperity.
I don't see why not.
Let me introduce you. So welcome, everybody, to the Curious Ones podcast. This is David Odyssey. We met here in Tel Aviv, actually, on a bench, talking with each other.
Because, some of us do really live La Dolce Vita, and life is still romantic and cinematic, and you can meet people on a park bench.
Definitely, yes. Definitely. And then I found out that he's an incredible astrologer. He's also a tarot reader. And I was like, okay, we need to continue this. I'll just say, to brag a little bit, he is also a columnist for Nylon, and he had just finished writing his first book, which is coming out next year. It's called When Saturn Returns.
Thank you for that. I'm honored. Honored to be here and delighted.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
So I was so excited to talk with you about this subject of Saturn return.
Yes.
Because I actually just found out that it's a thing.
Yes.
When I was in Mexico and I was in the yoga school, in Yandara, the yoga school, which is this podcast. Mm. And I was around a lot of spiritual people. But before that, I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
And I would love to ask you some questions about it and hear from you, because you've studied it a lot lately, right?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead before I ambush you.
So I guess just like the first question is, maybe explain to us what it is.
So first of all, whatever this thing is, a Saturn return is having a big moment right now, whatever that means, because Ariana Grande was just singing about it. SZA has a lyric about it recently. Kacey Musgraves had a lyric about it recently. So there's something going on with this. So it's having, you know, a bit of a resurgence. Saturn, when we think about planets, there are some planets that are closer to Earth. So Mercury or Venus will spend like a month in every sign. They deal a lot more with what's going on with you personally. So Mercury's here right now. This is what's going on in your day-to-day life. We can get some information. The outer planets move slower. So we can use those planets to look at bigger shifts in a person's life or in the larger culture. Saturn takes about 28 years to revolve around the sun. So again, Mercury takes less than a year to make a revolution. Okay, we can get some information, but it's pretty set. What goes down in 28 years, it's a much bigger saga.
Of course.
And then Saturn will spend about 2.5 to 3 years in each sign, giving us like these really defined eras. So Saturn is the planet of structure and definition. It's kind of the planet, I always liken it to in any movie where there's like a makeover montage or a training montage. Saturn is always like the master or the, like in Miss Congeniality when they bring Michael Caine in to do the makeover, like he's Saturn.
With the pictures that they move.
Yes, yes. Eyebrows, they should be too. So like that's Saturn. Like Saturn is the one who's like, you have a destined form and you haven't taken it yet. And I have to like get you there. And I'm going to have to like kind of crack the whip. So Saturn
tough
has,
love.
Yes, it's tough love. Saturn is thought of as like the father archetype for that reason, because it's like, we think of the mother archetype as like, let me nourish and feed you. Saturn as the father archetype is like, who's paying the bills? Like who's going to pay for the food? Like, how is this going to work? Like, what are you doing? So Saturn, about every 7 years, makes an angle. So if we think about the wheel of the zodiac, those 90 degree, 180 degree, and 360 degree angles are going to be big moments. So if you think about, everyone knows this regardless of astrology, there are just certain years where shit goes down.
Yeah.
14, that's a Saturn opposition. 21, Saturn square. 28, Saturn return. 36, another Saturn square. 42, Saturn opposition. So you don't need to know about astrology. Everyone knows, when I turned 21, everything exploded, right? So that's always Saturn at a checkpoint saying, all right, it's been 7 years. Like, what are we doing? Like, what's going on, right?
So it's really like a force that moves us from comfort and forces us to grow in a way.
Exactly. Exactly. It forces complacency. And I think, I mean, I'd love to hear your thought on this, but most of those like difficult years or those years where like all hell broke loose, they did force some sort of necessary change. And I don't know, for me, I often look back and I'm like, oh man, like, thank God I got a kick out of, you know, I got pushed out the window a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to look back at my years. I think some of the years I felt the move.
Yes.
But I think it took me a little time to actually do the things I needed to do or change the things I needed to change.
Yes. And that is right. It's not to say that like there's some test that happens only once and you don't pass it and that's it. Everyone's astrology is different. Who knows the makeup of your chart, dot, 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 dot. But, you know, it's not just that I've had clients say like, do the planets hate me or like, has God come to punish me? And it's like, no, it's just like, there are certain signs that are trying to tell you something. And I don't know, I'm sure you've had this with some of your clients. Like I've had a lot of clients where it's like, wow, after that car accident or that surgery or that divorce or that death, I woke up in some new way, dot, dot, dot.
Of course. No, yeah. Of course. I find that any point of struggle in our life, although it's hard while we're going through it,
oh, yeah.
it is so necessary. And after a few years and with a little perspective, we can even find gratitude for that moment because it brought us to where we are, or took us out of a place that we didn't need to be in anymore.
Exactly. And what's interesting about the Saturn return happens around ages 27 to 30.
So we're both past it.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. You're 1993.
Three. Am I past it?
I think you're past it. .. I need to... I'll make some phone calls. But yeah, I think you're past it. You should be... All right, we'll look into that.
I actually calculated it online, and it said March of 2023 was my Saturn return, March 10th.
Ah, and so you're Saturn in Aquarius? Yes, okay, you're out. Woo. Oh, thank God, okay. So if you think about, I don't know if this is a, no, this is a thing here. This is a thing pretty much all over the world. You know, the high school reunion.
Yeah.
You think about when you go to the high school reunion and you see it's you're at that age, it's 10 years later, and you see, okay, these are the people who kind of have changed for the better. These are the people who didn't change at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, girl, like, come on.
Been 20 years.
Yeah. So, you know, you think about that time where you're like, oh, how are things moving forward? How are things progressing? And what's stagnated? What's blocked? What needs to get moving? So a Saturn return is going to be the most intense. It happens around ages 27 to 30. You have your second one in your mid-50s. And if you make it to your 80s, you have your third one. Mm. So I always liken it to the first one is kind of like an actress winning an Oscar, where it's like, okay, we're at a big culmination point. The second one is that actress now in her mid-50s is writing her memoirs and like kind of looking back and talking shit about all the stuff that happened to her. And then the third one is that actress winning like a Lifetime Achievement Award where they're like, we're honoring what you've done. You're in your 80s. Thank you. It's kind of like these big culmination moments. But that first one's going to be the most intense in a lot of ways because if you've had an extended childhood, you're in for... something of a rude awakening.
I feel like anyway, everything when we're younger is much more intense to go through.
Yeah.
And when we're older, we're like, okay, I've been through this before. I know how to handle it.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you though, like we were both like, oh, thank God I'm past it. Is it that bad? Like, is it that bad to be in the Saturn return? Is it something that we should be worried from? What's the best way that we can approach it?
This is how I feel. When I look back, not that I'm like so stable now, but when I look back on that time of my life, I really was in the eye of the storm. And I really thought that I was the protagonist of the story. And I think once you are humbled through some of these experiences, you kind of are just here for the ride. And you're kind of, you know, we all get in our heads and get into our own drama. But I think once you pass this big crucible at the end of your 20s, you're kind of like, okay, it's not all about me. And I think while you're going through that, or at least while I was, I just thought like, all of this is happening to me. And I needed to like break through that. So it's just intense for that reason. And I think a lot of people at the end of their 20s, they really realize, oh man, like, I thought that these people I was friends with that I met in college, we were going to be friends forever. I actually don't like any of them. I thought that my drinking was manageable. Actually, I've been blacking out and punching cops. Like, you know, you get to these, whatever it is for you at the end of your 20s. Exactly. I have had clients like that. At the end of your 20s, you do come to this point of like, all right, I gotta grow up, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
The Saturn return right now is getting a lot of attention, I think, because we're at a point where Gen Z are beginning to enter their Saturn return.
Okay.
So this happened.
About everything.
Right. There's that. And we saw this in the 90s with Gen X, which is like, what happens when the definitive revolutionary youth culture starts to become old people? So when we see someone like Ariana or Timothée Chalamet in their Saturn return, we're now wondering, okay, what happens when they become adults? And also like, what's next? So I think that's been coming up a lot because we're seeing this big transition happen.
Ah, interesting. Cool to think of that. I wanted to ask you about your Saturn return. Like, what were the insights that came from it? What did you leave behind? What did you take with you?
Wow. I don't think you would even recognize me if you saw me before my Saturn return.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think I was so blurry. And speaking of the Two of Pentacles, I really didn't think I existed. And I think I was just, I thought I just belonged to other people, or I kind of was what other people imagined I needed to be. And I had a lot of these dreams that were not based on reality. I had these dreams that were all about escaping reality, which were about, well, when this happens, I'm not going to have to feel this way anymore, dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. And I was in a totally different career, or a pretty different career. I hadn't come into any of this yet. And I had all of these really brutal awakenings and these kind of revelations and crises. And it was as if there were things that had been going on all around me that I had numbed myself to, where I just got really slapped awake. And it was so brutal. But it was also really thrilling because I started to have new experiences and sensations that I didn't know I was entitled to. I was starting to meet really incredible, exciting, interesting people. And it was all happening at once, which is you would meet someone that you really admire and look up to, and that would bring up all of your shame and insecurity, and they would be going, it was all happening at once. So would I wish it on anyone? No, but I don't really know. I just can't imagine where I'd be if I hadn't gone through everything I went through.
And we all go through it, apparently.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. I would love first to hear from you, what's a good way to approach this time? Is there something that we can do to prepare to go through it more smoothly?
Yes. So if you book a reading with an astrologer, you can get a little clarity on where and when it's going down for you. This happens for any Saturn transit. So by the way, if you're at 36 and you're kind of like, what's going on right now? You're probably in your Saturn square. It's good to get an understanding of where Saturn is in your chart, what's getting affected. So in a person's astrology chart, we have an arena for everything. There's 12 houses. Each covers a different part of your life. Home, relationships, career, creativity, whatever. So first we want to know, where is Saturn? Is Saturn interacting with any other planets? And can we get any time frame on when Saturn's going to be at its most intense during this transit? And that gives you a little bit more to work with. So rather it just being everything's falling apart, we might understand, okay, there's something going on in your plan for your academic future. Saturn has something going on with you there. This summer, there's going to be some metamorphosis happening. This is what you need to know. So that's the first thing I would recommend. The second thing is Saturn is the planet of efficiency. So Saturn has no moral objective whatsoever. Saturn does not care about you. Saturn has no... Saturn is not like a Judeo-Christian figure. Like, he's not here to like judge you for your sins. He's here to point out if something is not working. Mm. So if you are going to a beach house with your like bachelorette buddies and you're miserable, it's not that you failed as a friend or you're not trying hard enough. It's that this isn't working, girl. You need new friends. Oh, okay, cool. Great. We got it.
So how do you know if something isn't working?
It will be made more apparent more immediately than ever has been before. So yes, through your 20s, you may have been able to numb some things out. At this stage, things will be brought to a crisis point. And if something is not functioning, it will break down.
Wow. I'm just like thinking back on my experiences. And it's like it becomes so clear that you can't deny it. You feel it inside. This isn't working. I need to change.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, we've been those people, or you know those people who have been stuck in a job they hate or a relationship they hate for 5 years. And every time you see them, they say, oh God, I can't wait to quit. And you think, okay, girl, so quit. And yeah. then it takes sometimes an external force, call it God, call it a planetary archetype, call it circumstance, to light the house on fire, rip off the straitjacket, and go already.
Yeah, push you.
Exactly.
For sure. So you were saying before about like the reunion, about the people that you see that changed, the people that didn't change, how it's possible to just go by your Saturn return and not do the change and not do anything about it. Like what happens if you feel the call to change, but you don't end up doing it?
So the planets are always moving. There are always new transits and new convergences and new crises going on. So I think it's very hard for anyone to stay stagnant in this life. I think obviously there are people who are able to encase themselves so that they stay that way. But ideally, if you're paying attention, all of these things that happen do have a sequence and a pattern and a purpose. And if you lock into that, eventually you'll have to get unstuck. I think anyone who's even listening to this podcast or who is curious, it means that they're paying attention, that there's some bigger signs going on.
Yeah.
So I think it's very difficult. But Saturn, like I said, Saturn is a father figure, can be a mother figure. Saturn will also point out, what are those forces that are keeping you blocked? Who is that presence that you've set up in your mind that's keeping you from moving on? What is that thing that you, well, I would, but dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. Saturn will also reveal what that is.
How?
Whoever that person has been, or whatever that thing has been, may die, or they may be revealed to not have that power anymore. Or you may, one way or another, your illusions or projections will be stripped down.
Oh, so basically you'll see things as they are, not the projection of
which is a huge pain in the ass. it's which anyone, by the way, and I say this from endless personal experience, anyone who's fallen in love with someone and then it blows up and you say, oh wow, I was dating my mother, cool.
We literally talked about this 30 minutes exactly. ago.
That it's that of, okay, got it, thank
Wait,
you.
Actually, now that I think about it, he happened exactly in my Saturn return.
Yeah, it's too bad. And you know, if we read your chart, I'm sure we could even have exact timing that would really send chills down your spine.
Oh my God, that's crazy. It's like exactly that moment.
Right. It's like, okay, I got it.
So what was that, like, what did that come to teach me?
You know, I can't say specifically, but it sounds to me like maybe some of the things you were attracted to maybe when you were younger that had the quality of a dream or an escape or kind of a spectacular happy ending or maybe a thrill, maybe when that has been stripped away, maybe you don't need to chase the next thrill, and maybe you can say, actually, I want to be more like Saturn and I want to be more stable and balanced. And maybe I don't want to run in circles anymore. I don't know.
I definitely want to be stable and balanced. Definitely.
Right.
Hey, I'm quickly interrupting the episode to extend an invitation. If you are interested in deepening into any of the subjects we talk about on the podcast, we offer many different experiences on our beautiful grounds here in Baja, Mexico. From 9-day modules such as sound healing and yoga nidra, to breath and meditation, as well as 200- or 300-hour yoga teacher trainings, and many different shorter retreats. Check out our website, yandara.com, to see all the information about the different experiences. Let's get back to the episode.
Okay, so it means that like, okay, I'm like bringing everything together. It's basically your eyes open, you see the truth and not the illusion of like what a fairy tale ending that is possible. I always like, always growing up, I was like, I'm a princess. One day my mother, the queen, my grandmother, the queen will come and tell me Actually, I'm a princess. You know the movie Anastasia?
Oh, wow.
It was my favorite movie growing up. Wow. Like, I had a little bit of a difficult childhood.
Same, slay.
And I was always like, okay, my long-lost grandmother is going to find me and tell me that I was actually a princess. And all of this was my straying off of my path.
Totally. And it's interesting when you rewatch those movies now, you can see them a little differently. And you see, you know, even with Princess Diaries, with Anne Hathaway, she realizes that once she becomes princess, she has a lot of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And she actually has to change herself, because it's not just the fantasy of going to Genovia. She actually has to... She's going to have to behave differently now, because she's stepping into power. Right. She can't actually be a nobody anymore. So that's another thing. If you're afraid of power, mm-hmm. or stepping into something, like, it's now or never.
Like during the Saturn return after it.
Yeah, it's going to be getting you up to that level.
Wow. Okay. This is actually so interesting, because really a lot of the movies growing up were about, like, you know, actually the prince will come and save you, mm-hmm. or you're going to end up like being a princess and your hard life was like a mistake or something like that. And now I feel like there's a definite shift in culture, that it's like, no, now the princess is the warrior. Now she saves the world. Now she steps into the power.
You know, it's interesting, because from my point of view, I think it's all, I mean, this is Saturn. We're always taught with astrology, it's always a revolution. I think if you always go back to the original, there's still something. Like Cinderella can't just show up at the ball looking like a raggedy mess. Cinderella has to get a makeover.
Yeah.
And then when she gets to the ball, she's not just here to have a good time. She's here to secure a husband so that she can change her circumstances. Mm-hmm. What does Cinderella need to do all of these things? I mean, it's kind of a process. It's not so, you know, obviously there is the fantasy, but then Cinderella is going to be ruling a kingdom. So we have these aspects of, okay, wow, what does it mean that these big changes happen? But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's interesting to revisit these stories and now add a new like level or a new perspective. But even The Little Mermaid, it's like, she is, in order for her to make her dream come true, she has to reckon with leaving her family and life behind.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty intense.
Yeah. So we're talking about kind of like a stepping into power.
Yeah.
A growth, a maturity that happens with this time. So leaving kind of like your child self behind, stepping into the role of being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a transition to adulthood, let's say, like more officially?
It's the definitive transition to adulthood. After age 28, a lot of the behaviors you may have clung to in your 20s are not going to be super adorable anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe if you have a way of partying so hard that you end up throwing up in your friend's apartment, when you're 30, that is not like the most attractive thing. When you're 23, okay, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Those sorts of things, you know, it really is. It's a turning point, because, yeah. By the way, after you're 28 or 30, like, your parents are kind of old people now.
Yeah.
So they're becoming old. Like, all of these dynamics have to change. Yeah. So it is the definitive crossing.
Okay, cool. So in this moment of maturity,
mm-hmm.
and we also kind of spoke about it in the Disney movies and how that the struggle of making that transition, mm-hmm. and stepping into the new role. How do you recommend people do that in a healthy way? Because sometimes there is, you know, the resistance is hard to go past.
Yes. First of all, like I said before, Saturn is not moralistic. So this is going to be the hardest thing, I think, for most of us who were raised in the world we were ruled in. It's not really about guilt, okay? So if you think about 12-step programs, it's not really about like, ugh, you really fucked up, didn't you? It's more about like, what steps do we need to take accountability, and then we can go forward and things can be different. So it's not about guilt or moralism or you being bad or unworthy or whatever. It's about, this hasn't been working. I want it to be different. What do I need to change? Mm-hmm. So there's that. Saturn rules blindness. So you do for this transit, I mean, I did and continue to do since my Saturn return pretty much every healing modality, because you need someone else's eyes on you. And like I said, when we think about the makeover montage or the training montage, you kind of need a master that could be your therapist, your yoga teacher, your meditation teacher, whatever. You need someone to say, okay, I can see you and I can see where you're a little blurry. Let's help you along. Mm-hmm. Because if it, the trap is, okay, I want to change. I want to heal. I don't want to be so self-involved. Okay, now I'm thinking about how I need to change and heal, and now I'm totally self-involved again. Mm. So you need other people to kind of get you out of yourself.
Okay.
I think those are going to be the essential things.
Okay, so is there a wrong way to do it? Or is that the wrong way?
The point of studying astrology is to understand that there are transits, which means, okay, these 2 years you're dealing with this, then it's going to shift, then another thing's going to shift. This is something that happens to many of us when we go through a hard point in life, is we begin to think that the trauma or the violation or whatever that happened to us is our identity. Saturn is kind of saying, I'm going to put your face in the fire, and then eventually I'm going to take it out and you're going to be invincible. But the issue is getting stuck in your Saturn return. So you just want to always have the perspective, I'm moving through this. I want to process this stuff. I want to release it. Mm-hmm. Rather than I have the identity of someone who's suffering and who's a victim or whatever.
I think it's so easy to get stuck in that when you forget that, or when you don't realize that it's part of like a planetary energetic shift that's happening. It's so easy to take responsibility for like what's wrong with me, why is my life
totally
going this way. And when you realize that it's something that's much bigger than you, it kind of like makes it easy to go through it.
I had last year, and this is like once a century, I had Uranus on top of my sun. Uranus is the planet of change and chaos. That was the hardest. One of the hardest things I've ever been through. And while it was happening, I was like, I don't really know. I'm not quite getting the lesson here, but I know that it'll be over, and I'll be able to integrate. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, I just think you're being asked to get out of yourself, so you need to be recruiting. And I do think any Saturn return is going to involve, any Saturn transit's going to involve some sort of a relationship checkup. That doesn't mean you're losing everyone and you're breaking up, but you need to look around and think, okay, who is around me right now? What is the input I'm getting? What is the feedback I'm getting? And this goes throughout life, you know?
Yeah, I love that. So basically it's a time to review.
Yes.
Right? Review where we are professionally, romantically, socially.
Family, health,
yes.
Everything.
Yes. Okay. Review and see what's working, what's not working.
Yes.
And make a change where it's not working.
And anything that you're ignoring will be made obvious. That okay. I can guarantee.
Okay. And another thing that I'm taking from that is like ask for help.
Like, yes.
You don't need to do it alone. You can have, or even it's recommended to have external perspectives, because sometimes when we're in the thing, it's harder to understand what we're in.
Exactly, which then just like goes into this feedback loop of like, oh, I did it wrong again, I failed, da da da. And you need that guide to be Saturn for you and say like,
this.
I can see your potential, this is where you're fucking up or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually just did that last week. I'm part of this like course thing, and we're working on shadows. And she urged us to reach out to the closest people to us and ask them, what do you see that I don't see? Because you know what? We know about ourselves a lot, but the people around us, the closest people to us, usually they can see something that we either choose to ignore or...
Which happens, by the way, anytime you have a breakup and... You're realizing why it wasn't right, and you have your friends who are like, yeah,
duh,
girl, where have you been? Exactly.
Months it's ago.
And I, by the way, you know, I I was in a really intense life-saving therapy during my Saturn return, and there were certain enormous revelations, life-shattering revelations that occurred to me, and I realized, oh, my therapist clocked this the minute I walked in, and I hadn't seen it for myself, but I needed someone to help me get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have to say, like, most of the things that they told me, I was like, I knew that, but just to see or to hear it from a different person or from outside, it gives it like another layer.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to deal with it now.
It's a pain in the ass. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that like people need to know about this time?
The point is, during any of these transits, it's preparing you for the next cycle. So Saturn return is really preparing you for the next 30-year cycle, which is great. Mm-hmm. You're really saying, okay, anything's possible for the next 30 years.
Like, but setting the ground.
Yeah. Even if it's a Saturn square, if you're 36 having your Saturn square, or you're 42, you're having your Saturn opposition, this is a moment to say, okay, here's what we've been doing the last 7 years. What do I want to do now, and how can we make it happen? So the astrology is really saying, if you're in a marriage that feels like it's gotten rote, or if your job has gotten boring or whatever, like that illusion that you're just stuck or that nothing's going to change, or you can't, not to say you have to immediately get divorced or quit your job, but that you can't shift things, that is not the whole concept of the cosmic orbit. Is things are always in cycle, in evolution. So these are really good moments of, they should be at the end, moments of optimism. It's not just that you're being put through hell. It's, okay, great, I got all of that schmutz out of my life. Now what? It's a tabula rasa. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, amazing. I like, the more I think about it, the more we talk about it, the more like it's clicking for me how that really, let's say in the last 2 years, was, and now I'm going to be 31 in 2 months. So it's exactly the Saturn return time. And it was exactly the time where I felt that my old profession or the old things that I was doing was coming to a close. And I really feel an urge, like a need to change and develop new things. So it like fits exactly.
Yes.
Amazing. So I think that was really in depth. I would urge people to keep eyes out for your book coming out, to go even deeper and have like, even a book can be that support system during this time.
Yes, my book gets into every sign, every house, everything Saturn has, everywhere Saturn's been for the last century. So it also talks about what Saturn's done culturally, which means, okay, what does it mean that Saturn, as Yael and I are talking, Saturn's in Pisces. What does it mean that Saturn was in Pisces in the mid-60s and the mid-90s? So yeah, I really help you get in deep. Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So interesting to realize, like, we're just living here, going by our lives, and we don't realize that there's so many forces that are actually navigating and, like, shifting and just, like,
totally
our directions and making things happen.
Totally. And yeah, everything, there's an explanation for everything. It's pretty exciting.
Wow. I can't wait to read it.
I also do digital courses. So I have digital courses that you can download on things like the Saturn return that'll help you go through your chart and figure out how to do it. And I have a podcast where I talk about all of this stuff going on in the culture through the lens of astrology. And I do private readings.
Okay, reach out.
So David Odyssey, look for me wherever astrologers are found on any platform. Yeah.
Where astrologers are found in the wild.
Yes.
You know, influencers in the wild. Okay, I'm going to link all of that down in the show notes. I always end each episode with a few questions.
Yes.
So I'll just ask you, like, you know, shortly. The first one is, what is something you didn't think you could do and you did?
I didn't think I was entitled to have things that other people had. Like, I just always thought that, like, I have this memory when I was at summer camp and I was like 13 and I was watching like these two normal straight people like making out because they were normal 13-year-olds, and I was like, oh, that'll never be me. Like, I'll never experience things that other people experience. I'm never going to have sensations or feelings. I'm always just going to be in my own little world. And like the big discovery for me is not only do I get to have delight every day or discovery or a feeling, but I get to have it at a much richer level than I think a lot of other people do because I got to cultivate it for myself.
I love that. That's incredible.
And that's only in these last few years since my Saturn return.
Wow. Yeah. So it's been an important shift this Saturn.
Yes, definitely.
That's beautiful. What gives you hope?
What gives me hope is dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, where we are and where we live, it's a somewhat apocalyptic time, but like if I'm on the dance floor and the music's right, like it doesn't matter. And if you think about the tarot, like there's the world dancer, who's the nude woman dancing with all the elements. Like if I can just be the world dancer, like that's all that there is.
I love that. Amazing. Okay, last question.
Go off.
What are you curious about right now?
I am studying angels and angel magic right now, and angel ritual. And that is, all of this stuff is connected. Tarot, astrology, I Ching, meditation, angels, magic, elements, human design. It always leads to Kabbalah. And I still, there's so much more I want to learn about Kabbalah because it's kind of my, outside of Madonna, it's kind of my, there's a lot more for me to learn there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So interesting. I would love to learn from you anything you learn about angels. Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing angel stuff every day for a few months now, and it's been pretty life-changing. So
it is. I want to go deeper. It is. Wow. We had an experience. David, I was talking to him actually about this guy. I have to tell this because it's really crazy. So I'll tell it like partly. So I was talking to him about this guy, and I was like, I wrote to him. He's not answering me. And then he was like, talk to his angels.
Talk to his guides, baby.
Okay, so I wrote to him maybe 2 weeks. He didn't answer me. The night that I spoke to his angels, he wrote to me. Okay. And it happened twice. So it's not by chance.
Everyone, this is like our society is so limited, but it's like everyone has ancestors, guides, angels, inner children, future selves, past lives. Someone on the team is going to answer if you call. Yes. So like, even if that person is being an asshole, like there's some higher up that can help you. Not that you can manipulate them, but you can at least have a dialogue with them.
Yeah, definitely. Amazing. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm so delighted to be here. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
Me too. Thank you.
Now, after this time to nurture your mind and your spirit, we invite you to take a moment to consider others. A kind wish might come to mind. Know that what we learn becomes more valuable when we apply it and share it with others. So share this episode on Instagram stories, tag Yandara and I, or share with a loved one so that more people can benefit from it. Our hope is that the search will lead you home to who you already are. To what was always there. We'll be back next week with more inspiration, honest conversation, and insight into the energetic world around us. Thank you for listening and watching.